such a
beautiful day.
And what about a day like we had yesterday?
That was a bad day.
Uh-huh.
Sure was a bad day yesterday. We had bad weather.
Uh-huh.
That ain't what you used to call it. You used to call it a rough day.
What about the
milk cows?
when it has been, say the clouds are getting thicker and thicker, and you think maybe it's going to rain or something in a little while, you say
the clouds is gathering up,
uh-huh,
and it looks like it's going to rain, or maybe a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
The way the clouds look, it could be a tornado making up.
What about when, like, the clouds start leaving and the sun comes out? You say it looks like it's
going to be a pretty day.
It's finally
going to be a pretty day.
Uh-huh.
Sun's going to come out.
And the weather's going to
clear up.
Uh-huh. And you say it started to rain and the wind began to
blow.
And all night long the wind.
The wind blew.
And the wind's from this direction.
West.
Is the
wind. And the west.
Uh-huh. What about a wind halfway between south and west?
Southwest.
And between south and east?
Southeast.
And east and north?
Northeast.
And west and north?
Northwest. And that northwest east wind is the coldest wind that ever
blew. Why don't you say on that? It's good for man or ain't good for man or beast. Wind
Granny,
down the east.
We're trying to get through with this here project.
Go ahead,
would
go
you
ahead,
keep
go
quiet?
Ahead. Go ahead.
What if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger? You say it was.
The wind's rising.
Uh-huh. What if it's getting weaker?
The wind's calming down.
Uh-huh. And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you say last night we had
a freeze.
What if it wasn't as hard as a freeze?
Just
a little freeze.
If we didn't have a freeze and we had a frost.
Uh-huh. Is a frost not as bad as
a frost? Is a freeze.
Frost is
32
kills plants.
It's what's the difference between a frost and a freeze?
Can have a freeze during. We can have a freeze when it's cloudy. But if it's cloudy, we don't have frost, and it'd be a freeze, just the same.
That's called a dry freeze.
What about, you say it's so cold that the pipes
froze
and
busted.
And I was going to do something about them, but the pipes had already
busted.
Because the water had already
froze.
And if it gets much colder, the pipes will
bust,
and
the water will waste our water.
Water will do what?
Freeze.
And you say it was so cold last night that the lake
froze over.
Okay. What if it just froze around the edges? What would you say? Just real thin ice.
Mm-hmm. We had thin ice.
Uh-huh. And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a
dry spell.
Any other
a drought.
Uh-huh. Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down.
A flood.
Or
just a downpour.
Uh-huh. What if there's thunder and lightning in it?
Electrical storm.
That's electric storm.
Uh-huh. What if it's not as heavy as a downpour?
We just had a good rain.
Uh-huh. But this morning we had a little.
We had a little rain.
Uh-huh.
Just a shower light.
Uh-huh. What's a shower? Is it
just soft rain?
Come up and quick.
Not a whole lot of it, just a soft rain.
Uh-huh. What if it's just a few drops here and there? You call that just a...
That'd be a shower, too.
Just a mist.
What else do you have besides a shower?
Rain.
Uh-huh. Do you ever speak of a sprinkle or a drizzle?
Mm-hmm. Just a sprinkle. Or a drizzle. Or a downpour.
What's the difference between a sprinkle and a drizzle and a shower?
Well, a sprinkle is scarce.
Uh-huh.
Just a few sprinkles.
Uh-huh.
And a drizzle, just a slow rain.
It'll maybe last all day?
Yeah.
Could.
What about just a few drops you can't hardly see?
That must be
a
sprinkle.
Uh-huh. Did you ever speak of a mist?
A mist is kind of like a
fog.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And, we had one this morning, a heavy one.
Fog.
Mm-hmm.
And
this morning it was
foggy.
Uh-huh.
A
Had a big fog this morning. Could hardly see. And this man said when he come in last night, they couldn't see, you know, the little bright things on the side of the bridge across the lake. They got little shiners. Couldn't even see them. He said he couldn't see that far.
Ahead.
Yeah.
He said, lucky they didn't have any wrecks.
Oh,
but he said it makes you kind of nervous because you don't know maybe who stopped.
Somebody hit him.
Yeah.
He said there's, unless they have a breakdown, there's no excuse for stopping, but people get scared. They ain't no telling what they'll do.
Yeah.
And they will stop on that bridge. It's a two-way. It's a two-way lane, but you don't.
Breaks down, dog.
If you don't see that car
before you get
before you, when you ride on it, there's hardly no stopping.